All right. Good morning. I'm so happy to see you. Some of you I haven't seen for a while. Nice to see you, Remy and Saley. All right. Well, how many of you have a Bible? All right. Well, you know, when I was growing up, is anybody here 10? 10 years old? All right. When I didn't get my first Bible till I was 10, and it was this one. And you know where I got it? I got it at Vacation Bible School. And I really liked this Bible because in the back it had some special psalms, and it told me if I was troubled where to look, or if I needed help, if I was sick, where to read in my Bible. And so I really liked that Bible. I actually tried to find the lady who gave it to me, but I think maybe she's not alive anymore, but it was so special to me. And then when I was 12, are any of you 12? All right, well, when I was 12, one day I went in the house and my mama had a Bible in a box, and I said, "Oh, who's that Bible for?" And she said, "Well, it's for your grandma, Margaret, and that's who I'm named after, is my grandma." And oh, I looked at it and it had pictures in it, and I said, "I would really like a Bible like that." And so mother said, "You would?" And I said, "Yes, I really would." And so she said, "Well, you know what? I can get another one for grandma. So you take this Bible." And it was a whole Bible. That one was just the New Testament and a little bit of Psalms. I was so excited. And we lived out in the country, and the creek went through our property. And there was a special place where I like to sit and pray and talk to God. And so right near the creek, and the bank kind of slanted down like that. And then there was a pretty flower bush right near there that is still one of my favorite flowers. So anyway, I took my Bible and I went up and I sat down on that slope down and I was reading my Bible. And you know what happened? It slipped off my lap and went kerplunk in the creek. I was so upset. I grabbed my Bible out of the creek and I went running to the house. And I was, "Mom, Mom, I dropped my Bible in the creek and I've ruined it." And I was so upset. And Mama said, "It's all right." And so she blotted it off real quick with a towel. And then she took it and she ironed the pages so that it wouldn't get wrinkled. And a little bit of the red ran. You can't see it here, but she saved my Bible for me. And this is the Bible when I started coming to this church and studying about what God wanted me to learn more about the Bible. This is the Bible that I studied with. So I hope that you'll take very good care of your Bibles. And remember that this is a love letter from God to you. All right. Thank you for being such good listeners. Let's bow our head and thank Jesus for his word to us. Dear God, thank you so much for giving us the Bible. It's such a special book. It's a love letter from you to us. Please be with the boys and girls here and plant your word in their hearts and help them to love your word too. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right. You can go back to your seats now.